This is KERA News. Voting is underway in the Texas primaries. Democrats and Republicans are picking their nominees to run in the November general election for local offices and for seats in the Texas legislature and in Congress. Lots of these races in the fall are expected to be close, and that's drawn a lot of attention to Texas, especially the Dallas-Fort Worth area. KERA's Christopher Connolly spoke with Courtney Collins about why North Texas has emerged as one of the nation's battlegrounds this election cycle.
What is it about North Texas that makes this region so competitive right now?
Well, mostly because North Texas has a lot of suburbs, and the suburbs are where you're seeing the closest races. This is a trend that we've seen for a while now across the country, across Texas. By and large, cities are blue and rural areas are red, and the suburbs, that's what's in between. And in North Texas, everywhere in Texas, really, those suburbs are changing fast, and it's scrambling the political maps.
So how exactly are the suburbs changing?
Well, for one, they've gotten much more diverse. Suburbs in the mid-cities and in North Dallas, these are some of the most diverse cities in one of the most diverse states in the country. And the suburbs have gotten much denser and much more populous. More than a million people have moved to North Texas in the last decade, including many from liberal-leaning states. And those are all trends that tend to favor Democrats. Now, at the same time, Texas Republican Party Chairman James Dickey says just because people come from liberal-leaning states doesn't mean they're liberals.
Some of our strongest, most vibrant activists are folks who have fled the oppressive, overtaxed, overburdening, low opportunity regimes that are being run in places like New York and California, and we are thrilled to have them here.
Both parties have been running massive voter registration programs to target these new arrivals.
It seems like those efforts are paying off. The number of Texans registered to vote has grown from 14 million in 2016 to more than 16 million today. What do we know about these newly registered voters?
Right. So they really kind of represent a broad swath of people. I mean, some of them are transplants, but not all of them are new to Texas. This is a state that's long had a huge chunk of people who are eligible to vote, but never registered to vote. And there's been an effort to target people like that. And of course, a lot of the newly registered people are young. Cliff Walker from the Texas Democratic Party says young people are eager to participate right now. He says this is a generation that's grown up doing active shooter drills in high school. They're wondering what climate change will mean for their futures. And more than any other generation today, they're more likely to have at least one foreign-born parent.
Federal action or non-action on some of these issues that they care deeply about is very personal to these folks. So I think we'll see them turn out in a major way and have an outsized impact in the election, and that makes the electorate more Democratic.
Democrats have been picking up suburban seats over the last couple of elections, right? In Congress and in particular in the Texas House.
Yeah, that's right. The Democrats picked up 16 seats in the state house over the past two elections. Many of those seats were in North Texas, around Dallas. And now Democrats are as close as they've been in many years to taking over the Texas House. They're 9 seats away. The party's targeting 22 Republican-held state house seats. These are seats that they think they can win. And nearly half of those, they're in North Texas.
And with redistricting right around the corner, Democrats are particularly motivated to win the state house. And Republicans, one imagines, are eager to keep that from happening.
Yeah, absolutely. State lawmakers will draw new legislative maps next year. Also in 2021, Democrats could get as many as 3 more seats in Congress because of the population growth in the state. Democrats really want to have a seat at the table to draw those maps, because if they do, they're more likely to win more seats in future elections. Republicans controlled everything the last time around, and the maps that they drew helped them maintain majorities in the Texas House and the Texas Senate and in the state's congressional delegation in Washington by maximizing Republican voter power and diluting the impact of Democratic votes. Basically, who controls the Texas House will have a huge impact on the way power is distributed in this state for the next decade.
That's KERA's Chris Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.